Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Flamingo in the Fjord, and we are back on track. Today you're going to listen to the conversation I had with my two Spanish friends this summer when both of them were working at Bergen Fish Market. Brace yourself and welcome to the backstage of the biggest tourist attraction in the city. And today in the studio we have two amazing Spanish people who are working in the fish market. Can you tell about yourself, guys?
Okay, hello. My name is Carles. Mm-hmm. I come from Valencia in Spain. I'm actually a student now. I'm studying physics and I've spent 1 year in Bergen on an Erasmus program. And I started working at the fish market last month.
Yeah.
So I've been working, more or less a bit more than a month already.
Okay.
And I still have 1 more year of my bachelor.
Nice.
So my plan is to go back to Spain to finish my studies on September.
I'm Julia. I'm a graduate in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated in Spain, and after that I came 2 years ago for the first year here in the summer to work. And it's my only actual work in the year. I come here two, three months, and after that I get some money from other stuff, but small things like handcraft and making dreadlocks to people.
Nice. That's some variation in the everyday job. And how old are you guys?
I'm 22.
And you are?
I'm 23.
Ah, we're almost old, all the same age. Yeah, you are like half a year older than me, Carlos.
Yeah.
We found it recently. You've been working today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you.
Yes.
How do you feel after the working day at the fish market?
Well, I feel like my mind is not working as good as it could be working. Like there is some rust on the thinking process after so much talking with people.
Yeah.
8 hours long, like blah, 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 blah.
How long have you been working today?
7 hours and a half.
7 hours of constantly talking. In how many languages?
Good, 5, and that I can sell to people, 7 or 8.
Wow. You impressed me with some Russian skills recently. Like, I feel Julia knows more fish names in Russian than me. And that's really impressive. And you, Carlos, how long did you work today?
I've been working 6 hours today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also feeling tired and like mentally exhausted because we're constantly talking to people and switching languages. And it's like a lot of mental workout every day. And I'm especially tired because yesterday I had to work 11 hours. So.
11 hours?
Yeah.
That's what actually I was also wondering about. Is it any limit? Like 11 hours, is it the maximum?
For me, the maximum that I can work in one day, I think it's 11 hours. I've never worked more, but you never know. Yeah. Not for me, at least.
And is it a minimum line? Like the least hours you can work during the day?
For me, it would be 4 hours.
4 hours. Okay.
And I work 6 to 8 hours. Once I worked 10, but it was once. I asked for that. If you want to work more, you can work more.
Yeah, and do you know how many people are working in the fish market, like in total?
In total, no. I know in my shop we are like 20 maximum.
Mm-hmm.
But last year I was working in another shop and we were more than 200.
Oi! Mm-hmm. In one shop?
Mm-hmm. It's a big shop.
So the whole fish market is divided into, you know, like small and private owners.
Maybe fish sellers, it could be like 5 owners maximum. This is the 4 that you have outside, like the 4 main of fish.
Yeah.
And inside you have a...
Inside you mean this glass glass building?
Only 2 owners inside.
Okay.
And one is the same as outside. So.
Huh.
And then you have the small fruit thing and the sausage.
Sausage people.
But, It's pretty much a monopole.
Sausage people.
But it's so funny because when you go through fish market, you don't even think of, okay, these are one fish owner, this is another. It kind of gets the whole picture. So you don't even have an approximate idea about how many people are involved in this.
I would
could
say
like 500.
Yeah, 500.
500 people.
An estimation, yeah.
Whoa, like actively working for this.
Yes.
That's a huge amount of people for such a small market.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There are a lot of tourists every day, so it's not like there are too many people, you know.
Mm.
Like there's work for everyone.
Yes. Like, do you work every day or do you take like a day off?
I have 1 day off per week.
Only 1 day?
One day, yeah.
That must be a bit exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but, you get, saying it
you
with a smile, like,
it.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a seller.
You're a seller. do people think sometimes that you're Norwegians?
No.
Well, some people talk to me in Norwegian, but I don't know if they do it because they think I'm Norwegian or not.
Okay, they just do as they feel.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I see. And I think we talked about this before, but there are no Norwegians working at the fish market, right?
There is, that I know, three
of 500.
Maybe there's more inside. I know from outside. In my shop, we have two people.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh. But it's not sellers. Sellers is only people that come from other countries.
Okay, yeah, because that's what I was wondering about. So mostly the Norwegians are the ones sitting on top, on more
the
a
ones
bit higher.
Owning the restaurants.
Yeah.
Like with the highest positions.
Yeah.
Usually.
Okay, I see. How did you get to know about this job? Is it some kind of a communication within the communities?
For me, it was very straightforward because I arrived here 1 year ago on Erasmus and I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met some people that came this last semester, like in May approximately, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah, May. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they told me, yeah, we're working at the fish market. And I realized that I could make it and I could get a job there.
And how did you get to know about it?
I came 3 years ago and I worked in the Hanseatic Museum. And then all my friends were working in the fish market. So I got to know it because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I came to Norway because a friend was a tour guide here.
Mm.
And she told me, you speak German, you can go there. And the next year, as the museum didn't want some people to do that job because it's not profitable, then I changed to the fish market, and here I am.
What is the main skill they're looking for when they are taking people on the job at the fish market?
I think that they want you to be outgoing and to be very talkative and to be very persuasive. Well,
that I can imagine.
Like when they interview you, they don't want you to have like a lot of studies and a lot of papers saying that you're good doing whatever.
Okay.
They want you, like in the interview, to be like straightforward. Yeah, I want to do this, and I can do it because I've done it before, or just because I'm good at it. Yeah. Because they want that. They want people who has to sail. So.
Yeah, so first you have to persuade the shop owners, like,
yeah,
you have to first sell yourself
exactly.
And then you get to sell some fish.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
I think the business school in Bergen must have some internships there in summer, training for job application in future. If you go through in the fish market, you can go a long road after that.
And they also want, like, that you, if you speak Chinese, it's best.
Mm.
Or Spanish.
Okay.
German, French.
Or German, yeah.
They want a lot of languages and that you are very extrovert. So.
Mm.
And that you feel comfortable with people. Like, you will have to talk to anyone that passes by and convince them to approach, to talk to you.
Mm.
to try the fish, to buy the fish. So it's not like a simple market job that you have to sell. You have actually to catch the people. Like you would catch fish, you catch the people, you bring it closer, you bring them closer, and then you persuade them.
So you kind of have to come into real, like, you have to get a personal contact with the person. And that's where the languages come in, because you get attention from people when you start to speak the language.
Yeah.
Do you start, can you recognize a certain nationality in person when you see them? So you're like, okay, I go for German now, or I go for Russian now, or Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like for me, for example, it's very easy to recognize Spanish people and also Germans. Yeah. Then like the Italians and the Spaniards are kind of similar, but they're still different. I don't know how to, I cannot look at them and say, okay, they're from this place. But more or less I can have an idea and try to guess the language. Then I say hola or buongiorno. And if they turn around and they're smiling, then I know they're from there, you know.
Nice. But German people, even if you talk to them in German, they don't care.
They don't look into
they
your
to
eyes.
They smile at you.
On a scale, if you have a scale of people, like most responding to most not responding, who would you place on the most, I don't know, open and... Yeah, you know, going in, trying.
Spanish people.
Spanish
people. Yeah.
Even Russian people, sometimes they don't speak any English and they still listen to you and get interested. Even if they don't
understand. They don't like the caviar, though.
It's not real caviar.
I'm very used to really, really different type of caviar. Yeah. So don't judge them. I'm kidding. I actually met some Russian or Ukrainian tourists today. It was really funny. They started to put down the price immediately. Like they saw the price, like 30 euro, like 10. But I really like that he said it first in Russian as well. So
I cannot do that. So if they tell me I can only pay you 20, I'm like, it doesn't work like that here.
Yeah, we don't get to choose the price. It's not our choice. We just sell. Mm. So
because you it's forbidden to lower the price.
Yeah, we don't bargain.
Mm. Yeah. Bargain, that was the word.
If you buy a lot of salmon, you do get a discount.
How much salmon do you have to buy then?
Yeah, like half a piece. Like maybe 2 kilos.
Wow.
Or 1.5 kilo.
That's like 2,000 krona, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you have 5% discount.
But how do you feel when you see all those people coming and you know that you have to get their attention by any price? Do you eventually just feel it like job and you don't take it personally yourself? You don't get that much in the process, you just do it more automatically? Or do you feel it every time, for example, when you get rejected by that people are not paying attention to you? Like, how do you feel about this?
It depends, because sometimes they're not like paying attention to you, but they do it in a nice way, so it's all right. But sometimes people are just very rude, and then it hurts. Like, it's difficult not to take it personally. Obviously it's not that they don't like you, they just don't want to buy and they don't want you to talk to them, because I don't know, they don't want to talk to anyone at that moment. I get that. But when you've been there the whole day, like selling fish and talking to people, and people are rude to you, then it hurts a bit. But you get used to it, because a lot of people are rude every day. So,
what do you mean by rude? That
they just say, I say like hello, and they're like no, like okay, I'm
like
just saying hello.
They're like side garbage or something.
Yeah, like they do like this with the hand. No. Oh, just looking.
Okay.
It's like okay. No, some of them are nice. Like no, it's okay. We're just looking. Like it's alright. Like I don't. If they don't buy, I don't mind, you know, like it's not that I get that money directly. I just have a salary, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that sometimes, if they are rude to you, and it's a bit, it hurts a bit, but yeah, like you get used to it because it's something that you get on a regular basis. So
yeah, do you have some thoughts about this?
Yeah, I feel like the people don't actually see that we are also people. It's like we are workers. And it's a little bit depressing because you realize how people, when you are doing your work and they want something, they don't treat you as a person. They just want this and they want you to do it. So some people, even if they want to buy, they treat you like shit. So I'm always nice because also because it's my work, because some days you are down and you don't want to talk to people, but you still have to talk to the people. So you force the niceness out of you.
Yeah,
and they still are like, not responding or saying like half, and then you ask, ah, oh, where are you from? What are you doing here? And they just ignore you completely.
Oh,
so and then you ask, where are you from? And they understand because after two or three questions they respond, or if they want something they respond. So you realize they are actually understanding you.
Okay,
and it's like.
Where were you first time? You're like, beep!
People is good at ignoring. And they are very disconnected from another people. So, I don't know. But you get hard, your heart gets cold, and then you can survive to that after 1.5 weeks or so.
Is the it first like 2 weeks are the worst.
So there is the probation time, like psychological probation time. Do you know many people who, you know, stopped working there because it was too much for them? Or
I don't know that many people that works there.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, I know two people that quit. Well. One of them didn't exactly quit, but he stopped being motivated by that, so he got fired.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do they actually check how you're doing your job, the shop owners?
Yeah, there is numbers.
Yeah, there's a number for each of us, and all the sales that we have is like listed in that number, so they can check how much we sold in one day, something like that.
So what are your sales scores?
I cannot see it, but I know that someone is watching it and everyone knows, so it gets pretty competitive sometimes. Oh, yeah. And if you don't keep on your team spirit in your work, it could get very hard, like very individualistic, if you check it that way.
That's really harsh. Like when you go through the fish market, it looks so like hello. it's really interesting to learn what is behind that. Do you feel that your psychological education from before helps you to deal with the stuff that you face on the fish market?
She helps me. I don't know if she helps herself.
I'm not sure because I didn't work as a psychologist, like getting paid for that. I did volunteer, but I don't think so.
No.
I guess that I did go to the university and I made some friends that I could discuss with them about life, and this helped, but it's not like directly related with what I learned.
Okay.
I think.
But when you say that Julia helps you, is it the days when you feel especially tired and sad about the other people?
I have.
And you get like moral support there?
Yeah, kind of. I have some friends that work at the fish market, and it's very hard for everyone. So we kind of help each other, like we support each other morally, and we talk about our emotions and this kind of stuff, that it's a good thing to do. During the day, like throughout the day, you just talking to everyone about fish, but then you go back home and you haven't talked about you in the whole day, but you've been talking so much that maybe you don't feel like talking anymore because yeah, you've been like 6 or 8 or 10 hours just talking to people and selling fish
and accumulating emotions that you cannot feel or express because you have to keep on going.
Yeah, so you're gonna just pause it and like, okay, for later. And then you come home and feel it.
Yeah, like people treat you bad, you just swallow it and talk to another person. Swallow it. And at the end of the day, it's like a big mess.
Then
like
it helps.
I only want to sleep and not talk to anyone.
Yeah, the thing is that when you go back home, you're so tired that you're not in the mood of sharing your emotions. So it's like you have to at some point, because if not, it gets too hard. But it's much easier when you have friends and you're open to talk about it.
And especially someone who works in the same place and they know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you, Julia, you've been working there now for 3 years, or like regularly.
Not 2 years in the fish market and 1 in the Hanseatic Museum.
Okay. So then we say 2 seasons of fish market.
Yeah.
Have you considered other jobs? Like you tried the museum before, but you come back to fish market again?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually came this year and I told to myself, don't go to the fish market. So I applied for tourist guide, but I didn't get the job. And I tried in other places, because the main reason that I didn't want to repeat last year is that I work for a very big enterprise. And I don't like that. So after searching for a job for 3 or 4 days, I heard that this small shop with a small owner needs someone. So I thought, okay, maybe it's not that bad. And the fish market also allows me to practice languages. And it's very active. So it has also the good side.
Okay.
That you get to know a lot of people. So some clients are very nice. And once I got these clients that I made Erasmus in Heidelberg and they were from there. So after 2 days, they came back with a postcard and sweets from Heidelberg.
That's so nice.
For some people, it's nice, actually. There is positive things.
Yeah,
that's
what I wanted to say as well, that we were just like saying bad things, but some people are very nice and that's like much appreciated.
Yeah.
And also with my coworkers, they're very nice to me. We support each other. We have fun, like we have jokes and like it's not bad. Like there's a bad part obviously and a good part.
What would you do this summer if you weren't working?
Okay. When I arrived here on Erasmus, at first I didn't consider working here during the summer. But in the last months, I thought I really like Bergen and I don't want to leave now because I don't want the Erasmus experience to end just like very, very drastically. I wanted like a progressive change or progressive coming back to reality. So I decided to stay here to work. I would have been working as well if I was not here. If I was in Spain now, I would be working, I think. Getting like obviously much less money that I can get here. I prefer to be here, even though working is exhausting and everything. It's also exhausting in Spain, and it's even worse because it's very hot. So
although this summer is quite exceptional as well, but
it's much better.
It's actually really interesting what you said about the Erasmus, because I know you guys still continue. You even live together with your Erasmus friends. That's really nice.
Yes.
That's cozy. What would you do, Jule, this summer if you weren't working in fish market?
I would be in Mexico.
In Mexico? On work or vacation?
I was doing both before coming here. Like I love to do handcraft, is artesanía.
Handcraft.
I love to do handcraft and I was like living on that in Mexico, selling in the street with a lot of artisans. That because there is a lot of culture of artisans, and you can actually go to the street and sell. And here in Norway, you cannot do that. But I decided to come here, so I have more like stable money. Because if you do that, you have to go to the street almost every day to sell, and it's money for 1 or 2 days. So, and you have to be all the time like doing handcrafts, and you could end up hating it. It didn't happen to me yet because I love to do that, but I wanted to have like a mattress of money. You say that in English? Something where
a backup or something.
Yeah, backup, something like that. So I decided to stop being there and coming here. But I almost stay there.
Yeah.
But it's a kind of life where you cannot spend any money. It's good because I don't like consumerism, but at some point it's stressful because you think, oh, what if one of my teeth get bad? I cannot pay it. Or what if?
Yeah.
And it's the stress because you can actually live from that, but...
Yeah, but the security net is it's quite important.
It's the security.
Yeah. Because I was also wondering, like, going, now you have been working quite a lot in this summer in the fish market. How are you going to use this money? Like, what was your idea? For not only the working experience, but also for the further purposes. What is your plan?
In my case, I still have 1 year of my degree. But after that, I'm considering to take a gap year because I want to study a master's degree, but I still don't know what I want to do. So I wanted some money to travel around, maybe go around Europe, maybe go to America, travel around, get a job, and just enjoy not being studying, you know?
Yeah.
And also this year I've been living in Norway, and I spent a lot of money from my family. And the grant that I got from the Spanish government, it's not enough, obviously. We got much less money than we need. So I've used a lot of money for my family, so I'm going to use some of this money just for myself. Because in Spain, I'm from Valencia, but I'm living in Barcelona, so I need to pay a rent, I need to buy my food. And I want to... have some more economical independence from my family. So yeah, that's how I'm gonna use it. Those are my plans, at least. Maybe then I use them something else, but I don't want to just use it for stupid things like buying nice stuff or things like that.
Okay.
Because yeah, I don't think it's worth it to be working just to use it to buy me a new phone or an expensive t-shirt or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I really like this idea.
That's
On like on using the money on the experience and just to learn more stuff, to see more stuff, to be bigger as a person than materialistic values. That's cool. And it's actually really impressive as well. You just turned 22 and you are pretty much ready to get financially independent from your family. Some credits for that.
Yeah, but that's possible because of the economical difference that there is between both countries. When I arrived to Norway, I was so impressed that everything was so expensive and people earned so much money every month. Like, everyone had so much money. In Spain, it's not like that at all. And also the money you get from working, it's not that much. So I could be working in Spain for five, 6 months and I would still get less money than I can get here, just working for 2, 3 months. So yeah, working only in the summer, I can get enough money for 1 year, for living 1 year on my own. So
that's much.
Yeah, yeah.
That's much. And what about you, Julia? What is your plan?
What was the question again?
No, what is the what is your plan on
With the money?
How are you going to use the money that you have now earned in the fish market?
I think mostly for pure survival, like a rooftop and or a car top and food.
Hmm.
And for emergencies.
Mm.
And two of the ideas that I've had, but I didn't get deep into it, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought about buying an old car, old van, and camperizing it for having a home, so I don't have to pay rent and I don't have to work so much. And so my philosophy is I want to work the less, the best.
Mm.
So because my money, my time is traduced in money, and if I don't have to spend so much money, I can use it, my time, for things that I actually like or that actually fulfill my soul. So the other plan that I have, but this is long term, that maybe I save some amount of money every year, is to liberate some land, so-called, because I don't want to say it's mine. I don't like that. But in a place where it is very cheap, maybe in the north of Spain or something like that, in an abandoned place, and build something.
Nice.
Yeah. That's my long term.
That's some beautiful ideas. Actually, camping van sounds so amazing.
Yeah.
I've spent some hours recently watching how people are doing a home, making a home out of a van. It sounds so amazing.
Yeah, it's
and
so nice,
especially if you are good at handcrafts. You have really
I
big
did
chance.
A small one, but
what?
It was really not very, very good made. It was the first thing I'd made with cars. So.
Still, you have experience.
Little bit.
Nice. Oh, it's such a pleasure to talk to you guys. Clap for all of you here. Thank you so, so much for joining this episode today. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you guys. I always enjoy it, and today especially.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode, and welcome back again.